This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's business leaders are feeling pessimistic. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on a new report from the University of Colorado's Leeds School of Business.
More than half of business leaders surveyed for CU's latest confidence index expect a recession next year. A quarter think one's already started. CU senior economist Richard Wilbegind says inflation is the biggest worry.
Business leaders are looking at this. They're looking at their business in the pipeline, and they're not sort of feeling good about what they're seeing right now. And they sort of see that as persisting further on out into the future.
Businesses also blame supply chain snags, worker shortages, and higher interest rates for their gloomy mood. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A new air monitor network operated by the town of Erie measured a large spike of methane, a potent greenhouse gas. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Erie paid a private company to set up the air monitor last fall in response to concerns about oil and gas development. Last week, it measured methane about 5 times higher than normal atmospheric levels. City staff say they've notified the state health department, which says the pollution levels don't exceed state or federal standards. The city hopes the monitoring data will help identify the source of future methane spikes. Environmental group Colorado Rising claims other pollutants measured by the sensor point to oil and gas operations. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Denver's deputy mayor and chief financial officer is leaving his role at the city to become the CFO for Colorado State University. Brandon Hanlon has worked for Denver for 20 years. Mayor Michael Hancock appointed him as the city's chief financial officer in 2016. Metro Denver and Colorado Springs have the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs in the 80s today and about the same tomorrow, close to 90 in Grand Junction. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.